מה זה היה בתיקון? זה היה בתיקון?
לא.
מה זה בכבוד הרב יעקב בר נחמן בעל התניא? אה, אתה גר ברחוב בעל התניא? זה קרוב לרחוב הגרו?
זה אותו רחוב בשל צדים שלו.
גיסי גר שם. גיסי גר ברחוב הגרו.
מי הדה?
אברהם מבוקסנבר. אתה יודע מי זה חבד? הוא גר ברחוב הגרו? בלעד הגינה. בסוף בסוף. טוב, בוא חושב. פייטר. So we said there's a mitzvah. Listen, I don't care if your parents are not around anymore. I start feeling the other.
You see, this was somebody sent me mail. This was the address on the mail. So somebody identified that the computer's mine. I took it. It's already printed nicely. Don't have a handwriting.
מצווה על הבן ועל הבת להכיל, להשקות, לחסות, להלביש, לשמש תורם בכל צורכיהם. זה מצווה on the son and daughter of a person to feed his parents.
To feed
his parents. To feed their parents. To give them the drink if they need. To cover them. Clothing if they need. To get them dressed if they need help getting dressed. To serve them whatever they need. Whatever they need. For example, they need to go shopping, you go shopping for them. You need to clean the house, you can clean the house for them. They need to go to the post office, you go to the post office, whatever they need. The area, go with them to the area, whatever is needed. To pay their water bill, to pay this, to go and help them do all these things. It's a mitzvah de oraita.
Photograph that for me.
It says this all in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rama, Chazon Ish brings it all down. And even though we know that a person is not supposed to see his parents naked, if they have to be bathed, then a person cannot—they can't be bathed alone. So a son allowed to bathe his father, and a daughter allowed to bathe her mother.
If they don't find someone else to do it.
Okay. If someone's parents, it says in Shu'at Torah Lishma, if someone's parents send their daughter errands or something. He's allowed to drink on the way, to eat something on the way. It's not that now he's bound down, he has to go right away. You go. They tell you're hungry, so you have to get more koch to serve them, so you'll go. Okay? So. Now, who has to pay for all of this? So we'll see soon. Who has to pay for all these expenses? Sometimes the person doesn't have money, so what is he obligated to do exactly? We'll see soon. חב זין, הורים המבקשים את ידיהם בקרם ועשו בצורכיהם שעה שהם עסוקים בלימודיהם ופרנסתם, אינם מחויבים לבוא אליהם, כן ההורים עסוקים ממש לזאת אליהם ולאחר שעשו את המקומם. כן, יפה מאוד. If parents ask their children to come and visit them, to come and help them, whatever, right? And the parents don't really need them this moment, it's just they want the kid to come. And the kid, the son is busy in his learning, busy in his job, whatever. He could push it off and tell his parents, I'll come later, I'll do that. But if his parents really need his help, right? They can't get dressed alone, they can't do this. And no one else is doing it. He has to stop his learning, stop his work, stop everything, and go help them whatever they need. Okay. Chayavim ben vebat lakum bifnei avihem ve'imam. Okay? According to Ashkenazim, we have an obligation to get up with our parents twice a day. Twice a day, when they come into the room and we're sitting in the room, we have an obligation to get up. According to Saladin, every time they walk in, you have an obligation to get up. Could also Ashkenazim could do that, yeah? I'm just saying the obligation. But if the parents, they tell them, no, don't get up. So it's okay. Hey, then Moichel. So then you also have to get up, but not all the way. You can just get up like show them cover. You don't have to get up all the way if they're Moichel and they're on. But if now they told you ahead of time, you don't have to get up for us. And now there's also foreign people over there who don't know about this that they told you that you don't have to get up. So then you have to get up all
visitors.
The way, huh?
Visitors,
yeah. Stop, uncle, aunt are there. So then it'll be respect for the parents that the son gets up, even though the father and the mother told him he doesn't have to. Well, my parents never told me I don't have to, so I have to, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. I have to have a schut. A son or daughter which live outside their parents' house, they're obligated to go visit their parents every once in a while. What's every once in a while? Depends on the parent, depends on the child, depends on how many children he has, and all kinds of other circumstances. If the parents are not religious, it's a different situation, all kinds of situations. You have to go visit your parents. How to do it and what to do, ask your local Orthodox, normal rabbi.
Everything you're saying about parents should apply to grandparents also, right?
Grandparents also, of course. Nebanim kebanim. But your parents come before your grandparents. If your grandmother told you to come and help her, and your father told you the same time to go and help her, you have to go to your father. Unless you tell him, I don't know, Rabbi told me otherwise, huh? And then leave it to him to decide what to do. But you can go. You first your parents. Even when one cannot go visit his parents all the time, let's say live overseas, so you have to always be in contact with them on the phone. The phone and the email, whatever people have today. Okay? Or what are those things? It used to be Mivrak.
Teletypes?
Telegraph. You still have those?
Telegraph. I think Western Union ended telegraph.
You remember those? You used to use them?
Mm-hmm.
I just read about them in books.
Right.
Before the war already they had them a long time ago, right? In the 1800s.
I think during the
1840s.
Civil War,
they
used it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
During the Civil War, right?
1840s?
Yeah, it's very old.
Yeah. Well, it was already the Civil War.
How did it work?
Electric pulses.
The code.
But how do I do it over here?
Sequence of dots or dashes.
Yeah, but how I want to know how does it transfer from here to there?
It's just electrical wire.
Oh, there's a cable.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You must have a cable.
You're two wires.
Two ships can do Morse code between each other with a light. There's a light.
But I'm saying usually the normal
wires.
But the usual one that they used to use on land is with a line.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two
so
lines.
So if there's no line, you can't do it.
No.
One does dots, one does dashes, right?
Right. Uh-huh. It's a series of 40 characters, 26 plus 10 plus punctuations, and takes time to learn.
Very interesting.
Your oh. codes. You
remember those, Emma?
I remember.
I remember. Said you how to do it. It was like they were incredibly fast. He understood it.
Mm-hmm. You're able to read it? You knew what ABC is?
Yeah.
It was all in Latin letters?
Yeah, I was WN6JFK.
You even had your name?
Huh? Yeah, I was an amateur radio operator. Ham operator.
And it was very interesting. So, let's go on.
Smoke signals.
I
want
to go back.
That's what I was going to say, smoke signals.
Oh,
you're obligated to call. Your children are obligated to call you.
Yeah.
You're obligated to call them.
You know, I'm obligated to call them.
Children are obligated.
But they're obligated to call you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't do that, you take them out of the will.
They what?
If they don't do that, you take them out of the will.
They don't do that, so they're over on mitzvah kibud orim. They're not keeping the mitzvah. You're going to come. Both of us. Thank you.
What about?
What about grandchildren?
They don't get into the same kind of...
The grandparents?
Yeah.
Of course.
As my son said, I raised that with him. About the communication. He said, you know, it works both ways.
No. Obligation.
Right.
Of course, it's nice if you could call your son. Why not? Why not keep in contact with him? And probably helps him, gives him koch, whatever. But you're not obligated. He is obligated.
He's more like psychologically obligated than halakhically obligated.
Yeah, halakhically he has to call you. He has to be in contact with you.
Gives the child a feeling you care. You haven't tossed him out of your life.
What if you tell anyone to come and visit you because you haven't seen him? He says, well, I can't because of work. then you say that the grandchildren come and visit because we haven't seen you in a long time. You say you can't do it because I'm playing basketball. So
I don't know how important is basketball. Work, he really doesn't have to come. Just time to visit because he has work. But at least you should be in contact with the grandparents or with the parents.
Do you remember the artist Cat Stevens with was it Cat in the Cradle?
Yeah.
My grandmother is
her chief.
My grandmother is one of Alcha. I haven't seen her in years and years. Does she live in Florida? Last time she visited, I don't know how many years ago, before she died, many years. And I haven't hardly saw her in her life. My other grandparents lived around here, so we always saw them. My Bubby, I always see her. She lives right here. So, the only one left. They're all left. And she's left here. Akasha. Should be well. So, if the children, a son or daughter, are in a dangerous place, so that you even have more of that obligation to be in contact with the parents to tell them everything's okay with them. Mm-hmm. More than stamina. In a dangerous place. Let's say they're in the army or they're in a, I don't know, they flew an airplane, so right, they land, immediately call your parents. Everything's okay, Baruch Hashem.
Or they're in Harlem.
So, when you write a letter to your parents, right, it's very neat. Respectful, you have to give thoughts. That's time to write them out. If you tell your parents, yeah, I'm going to come to visit you, it's like a neder. So therefore you have to remember to say,
do neder.
Very good. You let her give your parents a haircut, you let her give them a massage, you let her cut their nails, all in a way that you won't take blood out of them. Yeah? Now, if now they have a... And if now they have a splinter that they have to take out and is going to make them bleed, so it's better if someone else does it. But if the parent wants you to do it, or there's no one else to do it, right, or you're a mumche, like your wife is a mumche, she knows how to take the mother's blood and everything, so of course she's allowed to do that, because she's a mumche. And no one else knows like her to do it over there. So then you're allowed to. The way his wife takes care of the mother, you can go learn kibbudoim. Go there. You can hear kibbudoim. Unbelievable. I was there many times. The parents are obligated to. They have their. If they have their own money, they're obligated to themselves to for their own bills for everything. We're not obligated to give them money. We're obligated. If they need, they're needy. You give them. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah to give them, but mitzvah kibbudoim. Let's say your parents ask you to go pay the bill. So they give you the money to pay the bill. Okay? You don't expect your kids to pay your bills. You pay your own bills. Okay? The kids, they go and do the errand for you. If now someone sends his child, his son, to go and do an errand for him, and it's close by, and he decides to take a bus, it's his own problem. But if you send your kid to go, your child to go, and it's far, and he has to take a bus, he can't walk there, it's a 2-3 hour walk, whatever, right? So then the parent has to pay for it, not the child.
I read somewhere, in a book on Kvod Hoim, that the child has money, is easy going,
that's
and
the
parent is poor.
That's the next stage.
Oh, okay.
Now, parents which don't have money, right, they cannot support themselves, Beis Din can force their children to give them money to support the families. According to what they have. They don't have also the kids. So but the kids then are obligated to go and get the money from somewhere. Go, make a shnoah, whatever you need to do. Go to rich people, ask them to give stuff. right? If some, they have a bunch of kids, some of them are rich, some of them are poor. So they basically won't go to the poor ones, they'll go to the rich ones. Tell them you support your parents. There's a rule in tzedakah. We don't give our tzedakah usually to one person. We give our tzedakah to a few anim. That's why in the shtiblach I always make sure, like you do, to have half shekels. Then I can give more. The more anim, it's a bigger mitzvah than giving one guy 10 shekels. Let's say I gave 10 shekels today, let's say, right? It's a bigger mitzvah if I gave 20 people each one a half a shekel than if I gave one person 10 shekels. But your parents is different. You can give all your tzedakah to your parents if you need. They need. All your ma'aser to give them, everything. But if there's also other people who want to join you with helping your parents, they don't have to give everything from your own pocket, then you can take from others also. Now if, let's say someone, a child, a son of someone who's very rich, he's rich, he has a lot of money. He can't use tzedakah money to give his parents. Tzedakah money is if he doesn't have enough money to give his parents, he only has ma'aser money, for example, then the ma'aser goes to the parents. But if he has enough money, he's obligated to give from his own private money. And the tzedakah he has to give to the anim. But the parent has to give from his own money. Get the difference?
He's got money.
If he has money, yeah. Who has money today?
The difference between tzedakah and ma'aser.
There's a difference? Yeah, of course there's a difference. Ma'aser is a certain amount, and tzedakah is whenever someone asks for him. It's after ma'aser.
Ma'aser is not considered tzedakah.
It's also tzedakah.
That's why I'm not so clear about the difference.
Ma'aser is taking percentage off of your gain, of the profit.
So then if I give that to tzedakah, it's called tzedakah?
Right. But now let's say you gave that and someone else came and asked for money. You were good boys, so he trusted you. How many are you?
Five.
Yeah, I know. Boys, girls. I'm sure your father is looking in Shammai, he's very proud of you. It's a change to do. We're going to have to start and sit in yeshiva and learn all this. It's a big thing. Not everyone could do it. So as you get older, it's harder to change, people say. I don't know. I'm a young guy. Not yet 30. If now parents are getting a pension or whatever, and they have to go to a place to sign to get it, let's say, or not pension, something else, Bituch Lumi, and it's hard for them, they're older already, they're hard for them to go, so you're obligated to go, the son is obligated to go and get the money for them. And if it's not enough for them, so the children are obligated to give them extra to help them to have whatever they need. If now there's parents, and the parents, they are lazy and they don't want to work, they say, ah, our children will give us. They could work, they're young, they could work. They're, so then the kids are not obligated to give
it. Who makes that decision?
You could see what. A person could see if his parents are able to work.
What if the parents are in their 60s?
Yeah, they can't work in their 60s.
We're not spring chickens anymore.
Besides, you can still work. What do you want to do all day? Sit and learn? No.
That's why I come to yeshiva. My wife works.
My parents are also almost 60, so my father can't work. No one told you to go and do a work in moving. There's plenty of jobs to do. Even to sit in Kaila and get a little bit of whatever they give here, a little bit of a check, a nice check.
No, but this isn't work, this is Gan Eden.
Oh. It says that Baruch Hu put Adam and Eve in Gan Eden to work and to keep it. So they worked. So, but now, if there's parents which they cannot work, or they're working and it's not enough for them, and they tell the kids everything's okay, don't worry, and the kids see that the situation is not good, so they're obligated to find a way to give them the money. They can't now let listen to the parents and that this, everything's okay. They have to find a way, give them the money in a respectful way. Okay. Now, if parents cannot support themselves, and the children cannot support them either. If the parent is going to go now and have to collect money in the doors, so then the son is obligated to go instead of him. But if the father or the mother are not going to do that, then the son is not obligated to do that either. Because the mitzvah is to prevent also the father from disgrace. It's disgrace, now he has to go and around and knock on the door. It's a bizayon for him, so then the son is obligated to go and do it instead of him. But if the father anyway is not going to go, so you're not obligated to go either. You could go, I'm not saying you can. Could be also, it's much more comfortable to accept from the community than from your parents, than for your children. Parents don't like to accept their children. As parents, we all know, we only want to give. That's our whole thing, right? We have children, we do everything in our life to give them everything, whatever we can. Not only physical, spiritual, and mental, and every way, that's our essence, to give our children. So parents are. So it's very hard for us now that they have to take from the child. So, now if someone has parents that you have to take care of them, you spend a lot of money on taking care of them for whatever it is, after they die, he can tell his brothers, here I have the receipt here of all the money I had to spend my own money. So for part of the Yerusha, first of all, I'm taking from what I have to spend. I wasn't obligated to spend this, so I spent. A lot of times, one kid takes care of the parent and takes him to the house. Right? You know, situation like that, right? And the kids, a lot of times like that. One of the kids, or even if they take it at home, one person gives the money to the place where the parent is to stay. After they die, he could tell his brothers, here's the receipt, I want the money back. And they have to give him. For the Yerusha, they'll take the money off. If there's any Yerusha.
What happens if your parent is a criminal? Do all these rules apply?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Unless they're drug addicts, they don't give them money for drugs.
Well, that's cigarettes.
Not
Let's
drugs.
Change the subject. Been there, done that.
Were you a drug addict?
No.
Oh.
Parents.
There you go.
So, I don't want to go there.
So why are you even mentioning?
Because I just wanted to change the subject.
So just say, let's change the subject. So. Let's say though. Okay.